Pennsylvania blew past its deadline to approve a budget more than 4 months ago. The Democratic governor and Republican-controlled legislature are deadlocked over taxes and spending. Neither side seems interested in compromise. Here is Mary Wilson from our member station WITF.
In the current political standoff, Pennsylvania Democrats and Republicans both say they're staying true to their loudest supporters. The increasingly conservative Republican legislature is dead set against tax increases. But Democrat Tom Wolf got elected governor campaigning for tax increases.
We all want what's best for Pennsylvania. I don't know of anybody who's doing this just for the sake of doing it or for posturing. We actually have deeply held beliefs.
The governor seems to be on a campaign trail where they just talk in sound bites.
That's House Republican leader Dave Reed. Republicans have fiercely resisted Democratic plans to hike taxes. Governor Wolf says the money is needed to plug a huge budget deficit and pump more money into education. Harrisburg resident Charles Pegues supports the governor's defiant stance.
Absolutely. We've all got to have some pain, but in the long term, it's going to be beneficial if he can hold out.
Holding out has meant the state has entered a partial government shutdown. Schools and human services agencies aren't receiving their state funding, leading some to skip their bills, curb services, or take out loans. In September, Republicans passed an interim budget that would have freed up money for education and other services. The governor vetoed the proposal, insisting he wants a long-term solution. But that's not a good enough reason to keep schools and nonprofits waiting, says Senate Republican leader Jake Corman.
I think they care whether this is temporary money. I don't think they care. I think they care that their doors are going to stay open, that they can pay their employees.
Barb Ernico runs a foundation that's been collecting money to help keep community shelters afloat while their state funding is frozen during the impasse. She can't believe the politicians have let things get this bad.
We probably have more division now in the legislature than we have had in a long, long, long time. These guys are just not working together.
It used to be in Pennsylvania, lawmakers would celebrate the passage of a hard-fought piece of legislation by saying, "See, we're not like Washington, D.C." No one's saying that anymore. For NPR News, I'm Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.
We'll have a bit of news on personal budgets this afternoon on NPR's All Things Considered. Expert advice on how to save for college and retirement.